Hello, everybody. This is just, sorry, I'm gonna go back.
No, we're not going back. This is Yusuf. No, you're Yusuf.
I'm Yusuf.
And I'm Genoa. And this is
In-Flight Entertainment. Sorry for the flub.
Today is a long day. It's been a long couple weeks. We don't know who we are anymore.
Exactly.
We're not even drinking today while we record this.
That's what's throwing us off. Right. Yeah.
Normally we have our little whiskey or...
Yeah, we have our toast.
Our mezcal, coyote mezcal. Yeah. So good.
Come on, I have three more weeks. Don't tease me. And plus... it gives me giggles when I see, you know, my co-host next to me. When I hit slate, she just do a little jump.
the slate hurts my ears.
You just hit. Well, I counted down.
I know, but it still hurts.
All right, so here we go, guys. We are about to review right now the
2019 movie Miss Bala.
Yes.
In English, that would be Miss Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Catherine Hardwick. Mm-hmm. And starring Gina Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a remake, as you just let me know, of a 2011 movie with the same name.
Same name, exactly.
Which I would imagine that was probably a Spanish movie versus an American
movie. Oh, yeah, it was a Mexican film, definitely. So the synopsis.
Well, according to IMDb,
mm-hmm.
this is the story of Gloria, who finds herself, finds a power she never knew she had when she is drawn into a dangerous world of cross-border crime. Surviving will require all of her cunning, inventiveness, and strength. And it's based on the Spanish language film
right.
of the same name.
Right. So Gina Rodriguez is the main character, Gloria. She's a makeup artist in L.A., right?
Yep. And she goes down to Tijuana to help a friend from, it sounds like high school,
mm-hmm.
Get ready for a beauty contest. And the night before the beauty contest, like the Friday, beauty contests are typically over an entire weekend. So it's like the Friday before all the events happen.
Right.
There's a cocktail hour where they get to meet the judges and meet the chief of police of Tijuana, who's sort of the main person involved. And supposedly he normally gets to pick the winner of the beauty contest. So Gina's friend, Susie, is like, we have to meet him because supposedly if you sleep with him, you win. So while they're there, Gina goes to the restroom because she wants to get away from the slimy guy that keeps grabbing her ass.
Exactly.
And while she's in the restroom, some
mass thugs creep in through the air vent in the ladies' bathroom.
And they are from it's star in Spanish. One second. Estrellas.
Estrellas.
Or I'm sorry, that's lowercase e. Their logo is a lowercase e accompanied by a star. Okay. Estrella is the Spanish word for star.
Okay. So the star cartel. Let's just call them star cartel.
Thank you. Yeah.
So the star cartel.
I did very poorly in Spanish class. I'm sorry, everyone. I took 4 years of it and still it just didn't stick. I grew up on the border. I'm pretty sure I have some sort of mental block against it. I apologize for everything that I'm going to mispronounce
exactly.
during this conversation.
Our email is... InflightEntertainment2008@gmail.com. So any Spanish that Genoa butchered, we're happy to
feel free to email
and correct her.
Yeah, thank you.
Profusely.
All right. Send me audio files on how I should say things.
But no, don't say that to her. That'd be rude.
I mean, you can.
No.
It's fine.
No, don't do that. Yeah, be nice. All right. So the star cartel It's a shootout in the club between, is it the police?
The police and the Star Cartel.
Right. And so Gloria and her friend is right in the middle.
Right. And they get separated, and Gloria, Gina's character, runs across the street and hides. And then when she realizes her friend isn't with her, she tries to go back to the club to get her. And the police are like, you need to go away.
Right. It's all blocked off. Right. I know.
And she basically sits across the street all night long in the coffee shop. And then when she goes back over in the morning, she starts talking to a police officer. And she's like, I saw the people. I can identify them, but you need to help me find my friend. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I'll drive you to the police station so you can give a report.
Right. Little do she know, the cop is on the Star Cartel payroll.
Right. So this is the beginning of her discovering what she's really made of.
Exactly. So the leader of the Star Cartel, he looked like a Hispanic Terrence Howard.
Okay. For all the ladies out there, remember a couple years ago when there was the guy in Florida who was arrested for shoplifting that had like...
Oh, the mugshot?
The mugshot where he was really hot and like beautiful light eyes and olive skin. That's basically what the leader of this cartel looks like. Yes. And I was wondering while I was watching the movie, I'm like, wait a minute.
Is that him? Man, they gave him a movie.
But that's not him.
That's not him. His name is Ismael Cruz Cordova.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his name.
And he is very pretty.
And he's from Puerto Rico. Oh. Yeah, born in 87. Yep. So yeah, he's the leader of the Star Cartel. And so Gloria still don't really know what's happening. And Lino, that's his name. Lino, the leader of the Star Cartel, tasked her to do some things for them.
Right. And if she accomplishes those things, they will help her find her friend. Right. Because according to Lino, they have contacts all over the place. And they're better at finding people than probably the Federales.
Exactly. Yeah. So, well, one of the missions was simply for her to drive a car in front of a building. That's right. It. You know, and then one of the Star Vans pull up by her car, tells Gloria to get in the van, and they drive off, leaving the car just in front of the building. No problem. So she's thinking, oh. Okay,
that was an easy task.
Exactly. So they drive up and like
on the top of the hill to look down on the car that she left in front of the building. Mm-hmm. And then they hit a button and the car blows up.
Blowing up the building. Yeah. So that really shook her up. Like what she is into. Like she is in the thick of it.
She just killed people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so she's intercepted by, is it the DEA?
The Star Cartel then takes her, says, okay, we'll help you find your friend. We're going to take you to the beauty contest where your friend said she was going to be.
Right.
And they take her there and they actually sign her up for it rather than helping her find her friend.
Right.
And she says she needs to use the restroom and she escapes from the cartel only to be picked up by the DEA. Mm-hmm. These DEA agents who have proof that she dropped off the car that blew up a building, which was actually a safe house for DEA agents.
Uh-huh.
And their witnesses, and that she killed three agents. And now they're going to, they give her a choice. You either help us take down the cartel or you go to jail in the United States for 30 plus years. And basically it's, you're not white, you're Mexican, and we can do to you whatever we want. When really she's a U.S. citizen.
Exactly.
It just happens to be in Tijuana. And she just happens to be of Latin descent. So,
yeah. So, I mean, it's a catch-22 any way you slice it with Gloria.
Right.
Yeah.
She's either fucked by the DEA or fucked by the cartel.
Yeah.
So, and all she wants to do is find her friend.
And get out of Tijuana. Right.
So she agrees to help the DEA, and they show her how to put a tracker in the cell phone,
mm-hmm,
of Lino. And she goes back to her house to get cleaned up before she has to face the cartel again, and they find her. And she's at home with her godson, who is her friend's son. So Susie's son. Mm-hmm. The cartel show up and basically threaten the boy's life if she doesn't continue agree to help them out. So she's in this weird place where I need to find my friend. My godson's life is at stake. Mm-hmm. And I have to help the DEA or I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was a pickle. No doubt about that.
So she agrees again to help the cartel. And this time the ask is to drive a vehicle across the border to meet with some gangsters. Mm-hmm. And it is dropping off basically a carload of money.
Led by Falcon, a.k.a. Anthony Mackie.
Right.
But we all know him as Falcon.
All those people that watch Marvel movies know him as Falcon. Yeah. I didn't recognize him immediately as Falcon.
Oh, come on. It's Falcon.
I was like, that dude looks familiar. Where is he from?
I take it back even further. He was part of a Free World that Eminem was battle rapping against in 8 Mile.
I haven't seen that movie. So
at all?
At all. No desire to.
That could be a throwback. It was a good one. It was a good movie. It was. Anyway, so getting back.
We have plenty of other movies we can review before we get to that one.
The soundtrack alone is
I'm just not a fan of his music.
The awesome thing about that movie is, like, Lose Yourself, that song, is like the only song on the soundtrack. Because it takes place in the early 90s, so the soundtrack is like all early 90s hip-hop, like Tribe Called Quest, Pharcyde, Mobb Deep. So it was like all like 90s stuff. Like I said, that's why that soundtrack is like amazing. Okay. Anyway, so again, back.
We'll revisit that.
Yeah, we'll revisit. So back to Gloria and her predicament.
Right, so she drives all the money across to the San Diego gangsters, and they trade the money for guns. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, she calls the DEA to let them know that where she's going to be dropping the guns off to the cartel. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, when you get there, text us to let us know that Lino, the head of the cartel, is there so that we can take him out, and we'll save you if you run to this spot, and there'll be a car there waiting for you.
Right. It was like this empty stadium?
It was a bull ring.
Bull ring, yes.
It was a bull ring, yes. So the double doors where the bulls normally come through, she was supposed to run to it to escape.
Right.
And she gets there. She lets the DEA know that, yes, in fact, head of the cartel, Lino, is there. Mm-hmm. And right when she does that, the exact same time, one of the spotters for the cartel
spots a DEA.
Spots a DEA agent. Mm-hmm. With binoculars looking down, and he alerts everyone. So then a shootout ensues. Mm-hmm. And Gloria runs for the doors. Mm-hmm. That the DEA agents told her that they were going to save her, and the doors are locked. And she looks through the hole in the door and doesn't see any vehicle there. And she calls the agent. He's like, "You're on your own." Mm. And she's like, "Fuck you." And then looks back at the cartel and realizes that in order to save her life, she has to then partner with the cartel.
Yeah, and the Star Cartel.
Right, and that's the only way that she's going to save her life. Mm-hmm. She's going to hopefully find her friend and save her godson.
Right.
So she went with the lesser of two evils, which in this case was the cartel.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's time this one out right quick. Okay, this shootout, I cannot get over the pacing of the shootout, because when she was kind of like on the side of the wall looking, and people were getting shot around her, like she would just slowly just walk. It's like gunfire all around her, but she would just walk casually.
All these people shoot the Starship Troopers.
Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers. Thank you.
Well, Stormtrooper, there wasn't good shots anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Stormtroopers, yeah. No one seems to be hitting their mark.
Yeah, but okay. But here's the crazy thing. You see, like, when she was walking, like, some of the cartels was, like, getting hit behind her. Right. But somehow, like, the bullets was just, like, going around her as she was just casually walking. Sometimes you would duck and just, like, crouch run
right.
from, like, safe place to safe place. She was just, like, walking, slow motion, just... I mean, that was pretty funny. I'm like, okay. I'm like, whatever.
It's, you know, it was the shootout.
Jesus was on her side. I just chopped it up as that.
Yeah.
She was on a mission from God.
Exactly.
So she got with Lino.
The head of the cartel. Yeah. Right. He now trusts her. But the... Back up for a second. So when she was trading the money for the guns, the black dude,
Falcon
that gave her the guns said, I need you to give a note. I need you to tell word for word Lino that he has a mole in his crew.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when they get after the shootout and they get back to their safe house, Lino's number one turns to Gloria and is like, what the fuck? What did you do? Mm-hmm. This is all your fault. They didn't know we were like there until you joined us.
Right.
And she goes, oh, I meant to tell you that, Falcon told me to tell you that you have a mole on your crew.
Right. And so Lino started getting like paranoid, like, oh, okay. Everybody. Okay. I'm searching everybody's phones.
Right.
And at this time, she planted the DEA bug in one of the phones.
No, it was still on her phone.
On her phone, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So she needed to get the bug out of her phone
and put it in another phone.
Right, to implicate someone else. Mm-hmm. During this, like, at the safe house, she makes, quote unquote, a female friend, in that she's the only woman around. And so the woman warns her, don't trust these people. They're going to brand you as theirs with their little logo, which is the E and the star. It's like the star with the more you know star. So it's the star with the like the tail and the little E there.
Yeah. In this case, the more you don't want to know, right. especially with this cartel.
Sorry. Yeah. So she accidentally ends up implicating the other woman in the house, and the woman ends up getting killed. Mm-hmm. And that's when Gloria realizes that this is like she knew it was bad, but now it's really, really bad. Lino then shows her a bunch of dresses, and she like finally has a real meltdown rather than just sort of staying cold and removed from the entire situation. Mm-hmm. I feel like she was up until this point very removed and just going from moment to moment, exactly. trying to survive. And now she's finally hit a brick wall where she can't do that anymore. And now she needs to tell them like, what do they really want her to do?
Exactly.
Right. And they say, well, you have to enter the beauty contest and we've rigged it so that you will win. So you will get alone with the chief of police so that we can then get in there and kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
And so she finally realizes that's what the whole plan is. Mm-hmm. And then there's like this very nice scene of him walking her through what he wants her to do. Mm-hmm. And as that's like the voiceover, but it's actually happening also. So you're seeing her go through the beauty contest and winning and how to react. Right. And then there's the guy that comes up to talk to her to tell her what she's supposed to do. Like, you're invited to the party.
Yeah.
Which to me was very much Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where it's the guy that comes behind and whispers in your ear what you're supposed to do. It totally reminded me of that scene.
Okay, well, before that happens, Lino trusts her enough to show her how to use a semi-automatic weapon.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I mean, a little bit of foreshadowing.
Yeah. So, you know, so that she learning. She got some skills to hold a gun and pull some, you know, triggers. So.
Right. Which I'm sorry. After one lesson of shooting a gun, she is very proficient in that gun.
Yeah, she was holding Navy SEAL style by the end of the movie. But yeah, sorry, so we're jumping ahead. All right, so she gets to the party, right?
Yep, she finds her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she realizes her friend has been branded with the star E and realizes that Lino has been setting her up the entire time, that it's not the Federales that have taken her friend and sold her into prostitution. It is actually the cartel. Mm-hmm. And now she realizes that the chief of police is not a bad guy, even though the cartel said he was a bad guy, that mm-hmm. they're the ones running the border. Mm-hmm. So when she finally gets alone with the chief of police, she writes down on a piece of paper because she's bugged and she doesn't want them to hear that she's telling him. Mm-hmm. And so...
Tells him, like, get out, it's a trap type
right.
thing.
Right. And so that's when another gunfight.
Yeah, the last gunfight.
begins.
Yeah, in this mansion. It's like a mansion.
It's a mansion.
Yeah, yeah. With the pool in the back.
I mean, in my mind, if you have a big pool and a big backyard, it's a mansion. But maybe that's because I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
sure. If I lived in Texas or Oklahoma, I'd be like, it's not a mansion. Yeah, it's just a house.
It's just a house. You know, like, just like... 50 by 60 right. square foot pool.
No big deal.
Everybody have them, right? Yeah, but no. yeah, so the gunfight breaks out. Gina gets her friend out of...
Right, she finds her friend and they run out of the house, but then the police chief grabs her friend from behind and is threatening her. And at the same time, Lino, the cartel guy, comes up and is ready to shoot people. So Gina shoots the police chief in the leg so mm-hmm. that he will let her friend go.
Right.
And then Lino comes over and shoots the police chief.
Yep.
And then... there's like a standoff
right.
between Gloria and Lino. And he's like, she's like, she basically accuses him of lying to her.
Right.
He's like, yeah, no shit.
like,
I'm the head of the cartel. Of course I am.
Like, man, you know, charge it to the game, girl.
Right. And so she ends up shooting him.
Right.
And then the place gets swarmed with cops. Mm-hmm. And then Gloria and her friend are arrested mm-hmm. because they're part of the cartel mm-hmm. and they shot the police chief. So they're in bad trouble.
Yeah.
And then cut to another scene where, so Gloria, every time she's taken away, a hoodie keeps being put on her head.
Right.
So once again, she's in jail and a hoodie is put over her head. She doesn't know where she's going. Uh-huh. And Hawk walks into the room, the head of the gang that she met in San Diego, uh-huh. walks into the room.
Falcon, Hawk. Hawk is a G.I. Joe.
Sorry.
All right. Anyway.
I'm not thinking Marvel right now, obviously.
Of course not. Okay. So, all right. Okay, yeah. So, Falcon comes in. Right?
So, yeah. Falcon comes in. He's like, I could really use a coffee. Do you want a coffee? And she's like, what the fuck? And he opens the door and she realizes that he actually works for the CIA. Mm-hmm. And he basically offers her a job and she says one condition, save my friend. Mm-hmm. So sets it up for a second Miss Bullet.
Exactly. So yeah, so her friend, so Susie is reunited with her son. Yeah, everything's back to normal. Right. Gloria got hugs, give goodbyes. She gets in the SUV with, Falcon and another CIA agent. And they drive off.
Right. It's very much, what was the Bridget Fonda movie?
The Point of No Return?
Yes.
Kind of, but...
I mean, the last scene totally reminded me of that. Where she's in the SUV with the CIA agents and she's just sort of looking there and she's like...
Yeah.
What am I going to do now?
Now, the sequel could be a Point of No Return. She could be trained
right.
to be like this assassin.
Which I was thinking that they could also do a crossover between John Wick and Miss Bullet.
Yeah,
actually. I was like, oh, yes, let's do this.
Yeah, because
John Wick goes to Los Angeles in Tijuana.
Yeah, maybe like it was one of those like hotels in Tijuana, like the Hitman like hotels. Uh-huh. Yeah, come across Miss Vaughn. That could be cool. And
she goes undercover with the assassins because now she's considered one because she killed the police chief and the head of the cartel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Man, yeah. And let's throw Charlize in there, the Atomic Blonde.
That's 80s.
Yeah, she'd be old by now. She'd be like, ugh. But now, okay, yeah. So, you're right. So, Miss Vaughn and John Wick, yes. Yeah, so Hollywood, we need that.
Please.
Yes. So John Wick 4. So Wick Bala. Yeah, just call that Wick Bala. So what did you give this particular one?
I think this is a good airplane movie because it's not super complicated.
Yeah, I don't know, not at all.
It's a good action movie. The story moves fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. There's no real twists and turns, so you don't get lost.
Exactly.
You know, Gina Rodriguez does a nice job of showing someone going through the transition of being lost and then taking control.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. Yeah, I skewed that over into a smooth. I mean, there are, character-wise, there are some turbulence. A couple of things with the characters, I was kind of like, that could have been fleshed out a little bit. But
right,
as a whole.
The bullets not hitting her type of thing.
Oh, yeah, Miss Jesus, the bullets just going at the Immaculate Gloria. That's nitpicky. I'm just saying, like, this, like, the character development with some certain characters were kind of felt either very soap opera-y far as their motivations or rushed for the sake of the reveal.
I feel like definitely, like, the DEA agents were very stereotypical white agents. And sort of rushed.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the gangster or the cartel characters were a little rushed.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it was solid. Overall, it was solid. You know. So yeah. And like you said, if you want to watch a solid hour and 40 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like 40 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. It's worth it. Check it out. You know, support diversity.
Yeah. In film. I mean, I would totally be happy to watch this on an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, like I said, you know, and Gina Rodriguez from Chicago. Right.
And so the director.
Yeah, talk about the director.
Catherine. What's her
Hardwick.
Name? Hardwick.
From Cameron, Texas,
which is a town of about 5,000 people, 6,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of in the center between College Station, Austin, and Waco or Temple. Really in the middle of nowhere. I couldn't find whether or not that the county that town is in is a dry county, but I'm pretty sure it is. So think Footloose type of town, city. Absolutely.
Nice.
Based on driving through these types of area. But she is known for Lords of Dogtown.
I didn't know 13 was her first film.
Yeah, 13 was her first film.
Wow.
Which got her Lords of Dogtown and Twilight. So...
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen 13, but I have seen Lords of Dogtown. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the 13 was a good, like, first-time film. It was really good. Holly Hunter was in there.
Right. And I've seen Twilight, I'm sad to say. You know, it's...
It didn't cater to my demographic, but I heard it was okay.
Oh, God.
For the demographic it was targeted for?
No, it was horrible. so bad. So sorry for everyone that likes that.
Yeah, so later on we're going to review a good vampire film, which is a throwback. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Opposite Twilight.
Wait a minute. She's doing a movie called The Lost Boys.
Oh, a TV movie?
A TV movie called The Lost Boys. So our throwback, vampire movie that we are going to review is The Lost Boys. Her TV
adaptation
of the vampire movie. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. I didn't call that one.
Just full circle right there.
Man, see how the stars align sometimes.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, TV series, though. Okay.
It's not a TV series. It's a TV movie.
Even worse.
I know. I mean, you can't beat the original 1987 Lost Boys.
That's the original article right there. You cannot try to build off of that. You just have to leave that story be.
And then she, well, she filmed one episode of Hell on Wheels, which I thoroughly enjoyed the first couple seasons of that series. I mean, it had Common in it. He was awesome.
Really?
Oh, my God. He's so awesome in that series.
Okay, yeah, because he's not really good in a lot of other things.
he's powerful in it. Check it out.
All right. No, totally. Yeah. I mean, you're not the first person to give that show some love, so I'm definitely
going
to.
I would say that the first three seasons.
How many seasons? It was like four or five?
Four or five, okay. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, good. I hope she don't screw up the TV adaptation of the Lost Boys. Something that's totally not needed.
Yeah, just go watch the original.
Just watch the original. Come on.
Over and over.
The Coreys.
First time the Coreys were together.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So that's true.
We'll review the original Lost Boys later this week.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Cool. So, definitely check out Ms. Bala. It was an entertaining, film, solid, wasn't the greatest thing you ever see, but it definitely wasn't horrible. It was definitely in the middle. It was something you enjoy and the creators were like, you know what? That was pretty entertaining. It was cool.
Right. That's how I felt about it. On one of my recent flights, I tried to go back and watch Aquaman and it's still bad.
Wow, you dipped your toe in that water again, pun intended.
I only had 10 minutes left on the flight, and so I was like, I can't start something new. Yeah. And it was one of those flights where the movies automatically start, so it was in the middle. I do have to say, I mean, Aquaman was horrible, but there is some beautiful, visuals in it that look like they should be paintings. But besides that,
yeah, no, that's what kept me into it.
So Ms. Bala is significantly better than Aquaman. Plus, by watching it, downloading it, you are supporting a female director and a female-led movie and a movie about minorities, even if it does present some of them in a bad light.
Yeah, it's fictional. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, you're right. Support women in front of the camera as well as behind the camera.
Yes.
Yes, diversity, put your money where your mouth is.
And then maybe we should all go back and watch the original Ms. Bala, the one from 2011.
Yeah, so when we're ready to get down on some subtitles, we're going to get on that one. Yes. Cool. All right. So where can you find us?
We are on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. You can comment on things on Facebook or email us at
InFlight
Entertainment 2018@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at IslandGirl200 or Twitter, GenoaST.
And, I forgot about Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, I need to play that up more.
I used to post a lot on Twitter. Now I just don't care anymore.
Yeah, no. It's still a thing, so I guess we need to talk about it. You can find me on Infinite Vision Films. You want to see some stuff that I've done as far as, films and stuff like that. Infinite Vision Films on Instagram and iVision Films on Twitter. Yep. Cool. All right. So that's all we got for y'all. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and
peace.